when Penn State was getting ready to play in the Outback Bowl, which turned out to be Joe's last bowl game. I went down there, and of course, I was doing basketball, so I got down a couple days ahead of it. Now, the team had been down there for a little bit, and I got down like 2 or 3 days before the game, and so I had to sit down and do the pregame with Joe, and Joe said, "Hey, Steve," he says, "I know how much you love baseball." He says, "You'll get a kick out of this." I said, "What's that?" He said, "What the Phillies did was the Phillies, when Penn State was there to get ready for the Outback Bowl, the Phillies let them use their Clearwater complex." And Joe said, "You know, we're working out at Clearwater. It's great." He said, "There was one guy there that was working out every day. I finally went over to meet him." He says, "It was Roy Halladay." He says, "That guy works." And Joe, of course, appreciated work. But I always thought that was a neat story that, and what made it neat was, you know, Joe wanted to go over and meet him for one thing, not knowing who it was, and then was introduced to him, and it was Roy Halladay. And the reason he wanted to go over and meet him is because he was working. And this tells you about Roy Halladay. If Joe hadn't gone over to meet him to talk with him, you wouldn't have known he was there doing it. When people weren't watching, Roy Halladay was working. And that's the important part of the story. And ironically, his son Braden is here at Penn State.